R&B Fridays Live is returning next month. It's Australia's biggest party with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Brandy and so much more. Get your tickets now with Ticketmaster.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Gather around.
The Husey and Kate catch-up with Ed Cavalier.
And another week rolls around. Husey and Kate with Ed Cavalier here to drive you home this Monday afternoon.
Yeah, we love a Monday here on the Husey and Kate with Ed Cavalier show.
Congratulations.
Why?
Masked Singer Monday.
Oh, yes. Looking forward to that.
So tonight. Excited.
Finals week, which means the
finals. What does that mean?
It means finals week. The show is over in 7 days, by the way.
Seven days, yes. Or next week.
Hey.
Oh, no, it's too soon.
Well, it is over.
Oh, not ready.
It is over in 1 week.
And who wins?
Finals week. This is finals week. So it's fair to say it's finals week.
Gosh.
Some other reality shows, they say finals week, and then a month later the show's still on air.
That's why I don't understand.
This isn't going to happen with this show. It's 7 days.
Do you know that Australia's Got Talent's still in its finals week from 2012 at the moment?
Yeah, good. Now, so we lose one tonight.
Yep. Which
lose
one?
Two tomorrow
no,
night.
No.
Lose two.
No, that's too
lose
soon.
Lose two Tuesday.
No, I don't like it.
Lose two Tuesday.
Ooh.
And then it's next Monday is the big final.
And what does Cody Simpson win?
Three heads off next Monday.
What?
Three heads.
You've gone crazy.
Mm.
How's Lindsay?
Lindsay Lohan. Yeah. I haven't spoken to her over the weekend.
No, forget it. So, move on.
No, we're still good friends.
Okay.
Now, Tom Gleiser's coming in very soon.
Yes.
We're going to find out how much he weighs.
First time ever that Tom Gleiser, from Have You Been Paying Attention, has been weighed live on the radio.
I would like to get some guesses on our Instagram, actually, or what other socials. Is Instagram the best place to get guesses?
I'd say so.
Casey's thumbs up. Digital Casey. Jack, you're not digital genius,
I'm
Casey,
not,
are
no,
you?
No, but I do know
what do you
a
do?
Bit about the socials.
TikTok?
Yeah.
Hang on, watch this.
Oh, no.
TikTok? Hey?
Have we got TikTok?
Is that new?
Can we have TikTok,
no,
or is it something you use...
What's
everyone
it?
Can have it. It's like, can you have Instagram? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, send me a TikTok.
So how much does Tom Gleiser weigh? We'll give a prize to the first person who guesses it correctly.
Well, for a big prize.
Well, have we got a prize sheet? Have we used our prize sheets? We've lost them, have we?
Yeah,
no more prizes
since
here.
Since I got here the prize.
Sarge, is there any prizes? Have we run out of prizes, have we?
There is these prize sheets. I'll print them off for you.
Oh, good.
I'm in a giving mood, Sarge.
All right, someone will print off them. A prize could be a photocopier.
Oh!
No.
That's
too
much.
No, we've got to get involved with the prize sheet. Now, how long has Cody Simpson been waiting for Miley Cyrus?
I will be right here waiting for you.
Starting to seem.
Here's something he said in 2012, which is 7 years ago.
Miley Cyrus has always been my childhood celebrity crush. I knew all the words to her songs. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not ashamed about it at all. I was a big Miley Cyrus fan, and I think she will be forever the most dateable Disney star.
Ooh, said that when he was 15.
He was 15.
How old is she? How old is she now? I don't know. Does anyone know?
20.
How old's Miley Cyrus?
9.
How old is Miley Cyrus? Good question.
29.
He's 22.
She'd be 29.
Well, we'll find out. But so they're officially on. Is that right?
She's 26.
There you go.
No, do you want to hear a quote from him?
Yes.
He was at the launch of some nonsense and he said, "We are very, very happy." He said, "Although the relationship may seem sudden to the public, it's been, quote, a long time coming."
Yeah, right.
She's creative. She's very passionate about what she does. Blah, 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 blah.
No, not blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
he
blah,
says,
blah, blah,
I'm
blah,
very
blah.
Similar in that sense. That's why we get along so well. We just have a ball, yeah?
He is so creative.
That's the most important part of a relationship.
What's that?
That's having a ball.
They're not in another relationship?
No, having a ball.
Do you have a ball with your wife?
We have a ball, I believe. We have several balls. no, well, don't make that sound. If you make that sound rude, that's just not rude. That was just, there's a lot of balls at our house. So dogs chewing most of them, let's be honest.
Oh, that's awful.
We've got a ball-chewing dog.
That's why you're going to sleep with underwear on.
No, it doesn't. Now, so what are we saying?
How long have you waited?
Yeah, but also in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been like a screensaver, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's a lurk merchant. he's a lurk merchant.
Now, he's like always been her friend.
Oh.
Friends forever? What's that song, Friends Forever? I will always be your friend. You know that song? I will always be your friend. It's a, I think it's sung by someone Spanish. I will always be your friend.
No. You're
What's
thinking
that
of
one?
Amigos para siempre means you'll always be my friend. Friends for life, not just a summer or a spring.
Yes,
amigos
that one.
Para siempre.
My God, that is that was good.
That was the song for,
I'm
the
cut that in.
For the Barcelona Olympics. I think that was Jose Carreras.
I'm going to play that when we come
what
back.
What a song!
I'm going to play that when we come back. What we want to hear, though, is from people. You were friends for a long time and eventually it happened.
Oh, I love this.
13, 10, 60. How long were you waiting in the wings?
So he's officially was waiting at least 7 years.
At least.
So, yes. How long were you waiting? Or how long was the person waiting for you?
13, 10, 60.
Friends for a long time and then or now you're lovers.
Talk to you next. Hughie and Kate with Ed Cavalli.
Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
13, 10, 60. How long did you wait?
We have got prizes for anyone who can guess Tom Gleisner's weight as well.
Yeah, you can check that out on Instagram.
What we're going to give, we've got man rags, what? Socks and
oh,
jocks.
Dude, come on.
The world's only premium Egyptian cotton socks and underwear subscription club.
And if you're not a
that's
man?
That's the world's only. I'm going to say it one more time. The world's only premium Egyptian cotton socks and underwear subscription club.
I can't believe there's only one.
Look for it elsewhere. You won't find it.
No. And I'll also throw in some grilled Beyond Burgers, two grilled Beyond Burgers. So get some burgers, get some socks, Egypt style.
$150 worth of man rags.
You back on the socks? All right.
I need to get some of them. Can I have some of those?
Yeah, you can. Absolutely can. Sign up. Man rags. Man rags Hughes. If you're a bush ranger, call your man rags Hughes.
All right.
Come on. Someone check the water.
Now, Sarah, we know that Cody Simpson has waited at least 7 years and probably 15 years.
Yeah, his whole
He's 22. Probably as soon as he became aware of Miley Cyrus, he was in love with her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now he's 22. They're together. They're an item. He's had to he had to wait out her marriage to Australia's own Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
But he's Australia's own Cody Simpson. Mm. So he's waited.
Mm. He's a champion, you know that? Champion.
Oh, your team Cody, are you, Sarah?
Brilliant. Clap that in. We love him.
Yeah, I think so a little bit if he waited that long. My fella waited 10 years for me, so.
Your fella waited 10 years.
10 years.
And he was in the background. How was he in the background? What was he doing in some of that time when he was waiting?
We were pretty good friends. We were really good friends. He used to babysit my kids and all sorts of stuff, yeah.
Wow. And who made the first move when it all started?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He doesn't want to be here right now, and I can't remember. Who was it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't have to. Well,
I think it was me. It was probably me.
Yeah, so you waited till you broke up with your partner, I imagine.
Yeah, I was single for we were both single for a long time, so we weren't.
Why didn't you get it together? What took so long?
Yeah, so.
He had to grow into his ears a bit, yeah.
Yeah, right. So he had big ears, and now he's a big personality, and he owns those ears.
Wow. It's tough. Do you think he worked on the kids? You know, you should say tell mum that I'm a great guy.
Oh, I think, I mean, mum knew he was a great guy. She just wasn't attracted to him until his head caught up with his ears. Matthew, how long did you wait?
I waited for 10 years to be with my girlfriend that I'm with now.
Yeah, and so when you say you waited, you were like, you were friends that you didn't see her very often. Is that right, or?
Oh, I fell in love with her at school.
Yeah. So would you stalk her on Facebook, or how would you keep in contact with her?
Well, I didn't.
Oh. What do you mean?
I didn't. I was in another relationship.
Yeah, we're not.
No, that's okay. And
yeah,
then
we're not saying anything about that other relationship.
And how did you make the leap, Matthew, from lost friends to partners?
Sorry, say that again.
What did you do in the end? How did you get with her? What was the first move?
I ran into her in the city and grovelled on my knees to be with her.
So as soon as you ran into her and then you went straight down on your knees and said, "Be with me."
That's exactly right.
And it's worked out. How long have you been together?
Oh, I've been together for 2.5 years now, roughly.
Yep. And kids on the way?
2.5 years. I've got a little girl on the way, doing much.
Oh, yeah! She's glad you waited.
That's great.
She would not be here if you hadn't waited. If you had a, you
no
know...
No dice. Moved
that's
on.
That's the way it goes.
Mm.
Leonie.
Leonie.
How long did you wait, Leonie?
30 years.
Oh, this is going to be a record. What was going on in the meantime, Leonie?
Couple of marriages, split ups. In between split ups, we sort of would get together again and say hi and all that sort of stuff. And then,
so there, was there always contact in those 30 years? Like at least once a year, would you contact each other?
Probably quite a few times through the year, but the last 12, I was in a relationship and he sort of knew that that was going to be a good relationship, so he sort of bowed out of the of our friendship sort of thing. And then I've recently, well, nearly 12 months ago now, I've found him on Facebook.
And you are together.
And we're together.
Oh, right. Wow, and all those years, you know what song he was singing?
No, not that one.
Yeah, he wants the Spanish
one. The new one. The one that he sung.
Yeah. Oh, the Spanish one.
Sorry, I should have... Amigos, 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 my friend. Amigos, 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 the love that never ends. The love that never ends.
Imagine people just tuned in.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, coming up after five, Husey thinks he may be getting scammed. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Oh, no, I'm just having, I'm in negotiation.
You are being scammed.
I'm not being scammed.
I was there when you took the call.
It's not a scam.
You're being scammed,
no,
mate. We're trying to help you.
Not being scammed. Now, when we come back, we've got Tom Gleisner, host of Have You Been Paying Attention, Ed Cavalier's TV show. It is an absolute ratings juggernaut.
Well, that's because we get a great lead in from the Masked Singer.
Well, the Masked Singer is helping. Big reveal tonight on the Masked Singer. You will be shocked.
At Kate Sobrano?
No, I won't. Now, but will we be shocked when we find out how much Tom Gleisner weighs?
Now, this has got to do with one your most bizarre claim of all time.
Yeah, involving the fact that he's taken up golf.
Yes.
And I said he was too light for golf.
It's just crazy. He's mad.
We're giving a prize, the man rags.
Yeah, listen, rags by the man.
Two times men's man rags socks and jock sets.
Both of them? Don't, no, one of them. We've got to keep man rags for another day. Don't give away all your man rags at once.
The world's only premium Egyptian cotton socks and underwear subscription club.
And two grilled Beyond Burgers.
I had one today.
Yeah, I know you did.
I had a grilled Beyond Burger.
I was there.
I loved it.
Yep.
I cut them in half because it's hard to eat a burger gracefully full without cutting it in
half. Can I tell you something? You didn't. I was there.
I'm like, you had the thin one. You
had the low carb because I saw what you did. And I was like, I'm going to have to want something more manageable over here.
Now, look, we've got a range of weight guesses for the brilliant Tom Gleisner.
Yep.
Smiles.4mel says 58.
58? Very light.
And we go up to Rocket34. Underscore says 84.7. That's the range we've got so far.
All right.
Probably in between those.
Has to be.
What will it be though? And who will win the man rags?
And the burgers.
And the burgers. Anyway.
We'll talk to Mr. Larson.
We will.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Tonight, Have You Been Paying Attention? It is back 8:30 on 10, straight after the Masked Singer. And joining us from Have You Been Paying Attention? It's Tom Gleisner, everybody.
Yes, the host with the most, Tommy G.
Tommy.
Thank you. Nice to be here. We should clarify, we always say 8:30. And let's be honest, on a Monday night, we come on, well, basically as soon as the latest A-lister has just been unmasked.
Yeah, unmasked. Now, Husey.
Yes. What?
No.
No,
don't be like
what's
that.
Your attitude?
My attitude is positive. You know that.
Yes.
No one's pumped up the
You don't know whose mask is coming off tonight. You will be shocked.
Cody Simpson.
That was a tell. You know in poker there's a little thing in the eye?
Yeah, what did you see in him?
He just sort of looked startled.
We've just spent the last half an hour talking about Cody Simpson's relationship
with Miley
Cyrus.
And it's never been better time. Congratulations. You've done that.
I've done anything.
You pushed them together.
I've not done anything.
You created the rift between with Liam and Miley, and now you've pushed Cody.
I'm not saying anything.
Could you have conjoined twins inside a costume?
That's a lovely idea. Maybe there's two Veronicas
using
in there.
Using the appropriate term,
Yeah,
it's a very, very...
Well done, Tom.
Thank you.
2019.
Work, buddy. Tommy Thunberg, they call him. Little Tommy Thunberg. Now, I told you... Now, Tommy, I told Husey something about you earlier today. And he made one of the bizarrest claims he's ever made, straight off the back of it.
It wasn't bizarre. I was surprised. What is the sport you've just really got into, Tom?
That'd be golf.
Yeah. Yes. Now, other people were saying he definitely looks like a golfer.
No.
And I said, he does not scream golf to me.
No. Is it the clothing, the lack of bright pants, the general tastefulness of my attire?
It's my knowledge of you, though, is how quickly you go to, like, how quickly you go, right, that's it, and want to move on to the next thing.
Sure.
You have been known to be in meetings that I've been in, and I love it when you do this, that after, the second after all of the main things have been discussed and people are just chewing the fat and mucking around, you will stand up, say the phrase, we're spinning our wheels, and just walk out.
Well, indeed.
Spinning our wheels. I'm going to start. Can I start using that? Do you
please,
mind?
It's yours. It's right yours.
We're spinning our
wheels. Yeah, we're spinning our wheels.
Say, Tom Geisner would say if he was here, we're spinning our wheels.
Yes, and we may be right now.
Okay. No, we're not.
We're not.
So you're into golf.
Yes, I am.
How long's it been?
About 18 months.
Yeah. Now, what I said and the claim that I made was that you're too light for golf.
Oh, you're thinking more that I should be up the Bubba Watson end of the spectrum.
I said John Daly.
Okay,
I said if John Daly's taught us anything, it's that heft helps.
The beauty about golf is it can be played by people of a certain body type and even age. You get the old codgers out there.
Yeah, but
at our club, there's often a little plaque on the pro shop for members who have passed away that week. And
that week?
Are there car parks up for grabs?
That round.
That round.
Put it this way, I've never seen the flag, not at half mast.
So it's time for a brand new game then, because we thought, right.
Yeah, well, how much does Tom Geisner weigh? We've got an opener.
He's got an opener, surely.
Oh, how much does Tom Geisner weigh? Can you say yay, yay?
Yeah.
Oh, how much does Tom Geisner weigh? Can you say?
Yeah, okay.
So Tom, you probably haven't been asked this question for a while. You've never done anything that requires, you know, have you been skydiving?
Yeah, they do ask you.
They do ask, don't they?
I flew in a helicopter about a year ago.
I'm flying in a helicopter in about 2 weeks' time. And
what for?
Swear to God, to the Australian formula, the motorbike racing.
Cashy, I think we call it.
Full rate.
No. But you know what? They asked me, are you going to bring someone and what do they weigh?
Oh, that's an awkward question, isn't it?
I said, I'm not sure, but I will find out. And I will, yes.
It hasn't arrived yet.
So helicopters, there you go. When did you last fly in a helicopter?
I think I had to go to a charity event and with someone who was more important than me, and they could only give up a couple of hours, so we had to do the chopper thing.
Where on? Bronwyn Bishop, who was it?
It was Scotty James, snowboarder.
Scotty James. Exactly, superstar.
What on earth did you and a snowboarder talk about? That's a pairing.
Does he play golf?
We talked about golf.
Yes. Of course you did. All right. So, do we need a range to start with?
No, we don't know. We're going to go higher or lower.
Okay.
It's a game me and Ed are playing.
Yes.
And so, Tommy, you know the answer. So you're going to tell us whether a higher or lower. So
you go first.
I weigh 87 kilos, by the way. Okay. So how much do you weigh, Ed?
91.
All right, how much are you, Jack?
78, 79.
All right, there you go. All right, you go first, Ed. How much does Tom Geisner weigh?
73.
Lower.
Ooh.
All right. 71.
Correct.
Oh, he's done it! 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 Straight off the bat!
That's unbelievable!
I'm so happy!
Now, to clarify, that's him. That's in bra and undies.
Yeah.
I'm taking that.
That's a victory.
Oh God.
I feel a midweek Channel 10 show in this.
I think we can do it. Who owns the rights? Who owns the rights? If we get you to host it?
Tommy?
It's an Indobol production.
Yes.
All right. Let's do it.
Have you been paying attention? Back tonight after the Masked Singer.
Stuff that. Let's weight guessing from now on.
Watch Have You Been Paying Attention? Do anyway. Yes. It's Australia's number one show. There you go. Put it right out there.
Number two. Behind Masked Singer.
Well, the reveal of Masked Singer is pretty big. So, yes, and then you're straight into Have You Been Paying Attention?
Big time. And then after that, straight after us.
What is it?
Danos Direct.
The Husey and Kate Catch Up with Ed Cavalli. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate Catch Up with Ed Cavalli.
Yeah, very happy Monday to you all. It is Hughie and Kate for the drive home with Ed Cavalier.
Yes, coming up, the Masked Singer is rigged. What is that? That's from you on the rundown.
That's a big story today, mate.
What is it?
Well, I feel betrayed.
Why are we promoting hashtag fake news?
I am invested in this show, and I've been triggered by the fact that it's rigged, and I'm upset.
I don't know what the story is, but not everything you read you should believe, and certainly you shouldn't broadcast everything you read. It's a big franchise. I mean, we don't need
franchise
it.
Now.
It's a franchise, yeah. Now, have you been paying attention? Another franchise. We just had Tom Gleisner on. Yep. We had the great competition.
Oh, how much does Tom Gleisner weigh? Never been done before on radio. Never.
Yeah. Now we announced it.
No, more than that. You guessed it.
I did
first
guess it.
Time.
I guess, but it was an online competition running parallel to our
correct
little competition. Let's hear us.
Let's hear you win.
Yeah, right. 71.
Correct.
Oh, he's got it!
Man, that's incredible for
moment. You. We could have had a bit more of the celebration, but we cut that a bit short. But anyway, now online though, the weights ranged in guessing from 56 creator activator said he was 56 kilos.
That is very light creator.
Up to Rocket 34 underscore 84.7. So that was the range.
That's a lot. That's
big
crazy.
Range, isn't it?
Way too big.
Big range. They say that TV puts on kilos.
Five kilos.
I walked into a hospital yesterday and a man in a wheelchair said, "You look a lot thinner than you do on TV."
Jeez.
And then I said, "Well, there you go."
What'd you say?
I said that the TV puts on 10 kilos. That's what I said to him.
I don't think it's as much as 10, though.
Yeah. And then we had a conversation about how you could see. Anyway, it was.
What could you see?
You could see the ocean from the hospital. Mm. Yes. And then someone else said, if you're standing up.
Oh.
But he was in a wheelchair.
Jeez Louise.
And I bent down to his eye level and I said, "Nut, you can still see it."
Well done. Yeah. What a hero.
But Oscar Luis Gonzalez, hello. How are you?
How are you going, guys? Very well.
Oscar Luis Gonzalez. That's a great name.
How Latino does that sound, eh?
Yeah, very much so.
Beautiful, great name. Mate, did you put were you confident with your guess of how much Tom Gleisner weighed?
To be honest with you, no, I wasn't confident. I thought, look, he's probably a bit lighter, but I'm going to go with 71.
Well, you did
it.
Spot on.
Oscar,
what a great moment
well done,
for you.
Mate. Well done.
And
tell him what he's won, Husey.
Yeah, you won a couple of grilled Beyond Burgers, which are the best. I had one this afternoon.
They are.
Yep. You watched me eat it, didn't you, Ed?
Yeah, which wasn't the best, Oscar.
So I watched you eat as well, mate.
And I was very clean and concise.
And also
like
you got
Dexter.
You got Man Rags. Mate, you got the world's only premium Egyptian cotton socks and underwear subscription club. You got one pack, $150 worth of Man Rags socks and jocks. Have you ever had any Man Rags?
I've a couple of times, man, but no, nothing I'd say on the radio. Too late now, eh?
I don't know what you mean.
I don't.
We'll move on then.
Yeah, I think.
we'll move on.
Yeah, no, I think we say thank you for being a part of it, Oscar.
When we come back,
I might talk to Oscar off air. You're being scammed, and I'm going to tell you how bad you're being scammed next, because you, like people who are being scammed, you don't think you're being scammed. Mate, you need a truth bomb. You need a truth bomb to get your bunker.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Ed thinks Husey's being scammed.
I don't think.
Because I received a call when we were having our burgers this afternoon.
It was ridiculous.
It wasn't ridiculous.
You were sitting there, you'd finished your burger, and you go, your phone rings, and you go, "Oh, I've got to take this." And I was like, "Oh, that was quick. Must be someone from the Logies or something." And then you go, you're muttering, but I can still hear, yeah. "Oh, really? Oh. Then you hang up and you're all quiet. I'm like, what's going on?
Well, the story that is going on is that yesterday, me, along with my sister and brother-in-law, had a look at a little shack, a little holiday house.
Shack?
It's
You don't deal in shacks.
It's a shack, mate. It's not a shack, but it's not.
It's not a shack, is it? Hayman Island. You're buying Hayman Island.
Buying Hayman Island. It's a regional Australian shack.
Okay.
It's a regional Australian shack.
So it's a family holiday house. Is it safe to say that?
Yes.
And you're taking the lead on the negotiations over price.
Yes,
are you doing it as Dave Hughes?
Yeah, I was, yes.
Okay,
I mean,
the guy who every time you Google his name says this bloke buys $3 million houses on the block because he walked past them.
Yeah, well, the woman was shocked when she saw that it was me because my sister had been talking to her, and then I turn up and she goes, "Oh, my God, it's you."
Did she say that?
Pretty much, yes. And I said, yeah, well, it is. I said, let's talk.
Let's talk turkey.
About this place.
And did her eyes turn to dollar signs at that moment?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it did.
And I said, what's the expectations of the vendor here?
Good job, man.
Something like that. Mm. And she said, they won't take under a certain number.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I'll offer that number.
Good negotiating.
I'm thinking, there you go. I'm thinking, I have snookered her.
Yeah, well done.
I've cornered her.
And did you have
There's no way out. They won't take under that. There's no way out.
And you plonked the big sack with the dollar sign on it in front of her and said, take it now. You don't have to count it.
Then she said, well, what terms would there be? I don't know the terms.
You don't know the terms.
She said, they've already got Airbnbs booked up to the Wazoo. And I said, I don't know what that means.
Whatever. Take those over.
I don't know. Can I take them over? I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
And then she said, I'll ring
so
the...
So what was today's phone call?
Well, she said, I'll ring the dude
yeah.
or the dudes, the family, and then I'm thinking, it's done. It's a done deal.
Yeah, it is a done deal.
Then she comes out and goes, he's going to talk to his wife. And I'm thinking, it's a done deal.
Mm.
Yeah, he'll talk to his wife, it'll be a done deal.
Yeah, guess what, honey? You'll never guess which idiot's paid the price we asked for.
Because it's been on the market for 12 months.
Oh, so it's a dud.
For 12 months.
It's a dud house. Was there a murder in it? So a meth house?
Never dwelt
was it a grow house?
And then I'm thinking, it's going to be done. They'll be glad to, you know.
Yeah,
then,
of course. I want to be rid of it.
And then she comes back out again because we're lurking at the front. And she's, oh, nah, we've got a couple more inspections tomorrow. Like all of a sudden, which is today, they're coming in from the hills.
So for 12 months, there's been nothing.
And then, you know, I put an offer in.
Oh.
And then today, everyone's to inspect it.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, and then she rang this afternoon.
What?
This afternoon she rang and said, yep, the inspections happened. I said, did they? I said, that's been it's really all come at once for you.
You must be wrapped. And then what did she say?
She said, yep, they're putting their offers in by 5 p.m.
Hang on.
If you want to join that party. I thought I'd already put me offer in.
by last week. So for 12 months, there were no offers.
Right.
Dave Hughes rocks up with an offer of the amount that they've asked for. And all of a sudden, two other people rock up with offers the next day.
Yeah, but my...
Wow.
Look.
Don't wait another day. Tomorrow, Richard Branson will be in.
My sister believes her. So there you go.
Is she kidding?
She believes her.
You are being scammed.
Well, I don't think so.
Of course you're being lied to.
I looked her in the eye. She didn't blink.
And of course
there
she
was
didn't.
No blinking.
So a dollar sign.
I'm going to look for a blink here. Jack, you used to be a real estate agent, didn't you?
I did, mate.
Would you look people in the eye?
All the time.
And tell them
I'd tell them a few white lies.
Yeah, there you go.
What is white about lying, mate?
Just, you know.
Well, I don't know why you put a colour in there. Why are we colouring lying?
Like
a white lie isn't good, mate. Don't say white. White lie is a term from another. I don't like white lie.
Okay.
I don't like any lie.
It's just a plain lie, then.
I think any colour you're lying is lying.
I would plain lie.
You would lie.
Yes, I would lie.
You'd lie to people.
Yes.
So this scenario that we've got.
It's a classic.
No offers.
No offers.
Here comes Moneybags, paying the asking price.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, two new offers. Yeah. Is that a regulation move from a real estate agent?
It's classic.
Thank you.
So have you done that exact move yourself?
It's very similar. Yeah, very similar. The line is, look, you know, we do have other offers, so put your best foot forward. Put your best foot forward.
Well, I already had put my best foot forward.
Well, you're Dave
she
Hughes.
She wants another
though,
foot.
So, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
She knows you've got a few feet.
Exactly. You're Dave Hughes, man. You're like a centipede.
I don't believe I don't believe there's any other real estate agents who would actually lie.
Mm. Get ready, mate. This is a reality check for you.
All right, 131060. Real estate agents, we do have a voice decoder. We'll change your name. You won't be your name won't be put across the radio. We can hide your identity.
Or maybe you're out of the industry, like Jack.
Yes. If you're out of the industry, call up and be honest. 131060.
I don't think they lie, mate. I think they're honest.
No,
I think this woman was honest to me. I think they're all honest.
Nope. 131060. Real estate agents.
Set him straight,
real estate
man,
agents.
Please.
Tell Husey what goes on.
Unbelievable.
A little white lies.
What an idiot.
131060.
Oh, wait by the phone.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
131060. Talking real estate and the fibs that happen.
You people are cynical. You got to believe the best in people. where I'm not being lied to by this real estate agent.
You're looking at a family holiday house, and for some reason, you, the famous one that everyone knows walks around buying houses off the block for millions of dollars, are doing the negotiating on your mobile with your name. And of course, you put in an offer of what they've asked for, and they've come back and said, oh, you'll never guess what's happened. We've received two other offers. You better go up a bit. You're an idiot.
Mate, people apparently went and had a look at it today.
Who?
These people.
Which people?
I don't know, mate. I don't know. Now, Jack, you used to be a real estate agent.
I did when I was 19.
What did you once do?
All right, so once when I was selling a house, I got an offer from some people trying to buy a house, and I knew that the offer they gave me was the exact amount that the seller would take. But I said to them, I said, look, well, I don't know if that's going to do it, but I'll call them.
Yeah.
Call the person selling, and the offer that I'd been given, I just dropped it by about $5,000 or $10,000.
Yeah.
I said, look, this is what I've been offered. And they said, look, we think we'll take it. And I said, I think I can get more out of them. Can you just let? And they're like, no, we just really want to take that. I was like, no, trust me. Trust me. Let me see if I can get you a bit more. Hung up the phone, and I went and had lunch, came back, rang him, I said, look, I got you $10,000 more.
And that's the original offer that you'd already had.
Yeah, where was this?
You know what, in Queensland,
Sounds like the Gold Coast.
You deserved that first person to rack off. Wish that first person had to just bug it off.
That's
wasn't
you.
Hurting, wasn't hurting anyone.
You should be racking off.
Sarah, you have worked in the real estate industry.
I have worked in that brutal industry before. I have.
And what do you think?
I'm too nice for the industry. It's full of lies. And you're actually told when you first start out that little white lies don't hurt anyone. So if I was you doing what you're doing, I would ask more questions in regards to, when's your commission cycle up? Because, for example, those two offers that have randomly that come in over today or whatever, I highly doubt that they're actually there.
Thank you, Sarah.
You always use dummy offers to up the person that's actually interested. People that aren't interested in the house are the best motives to get the person interested to go up and up and up because you can just get money out of the ones that aren't interested.
If Moneybags Hughes wanders, if you saw Hughesy coming, Sarah, or if some of your colleagues that weren't very honest saw Hughesy coming, what would they be thinking to themselves?
Oh, because money's in the bag, mate. Let's tell him that we've got 10 offers. That $100,000 off of what he's given, and if he just keeps climbing.
Thank you, Sarah.
My sister believes this person.
So what?
I looked them in the eye, and they did not look away.
Stop saying that.
I did. I looked them right in the eye.
And what was
you really got other people interested?
What'd she say?
She said yes. She said it might be hard
laughing?
To believe. No, she wasn't laughing. Josh, you are a real estate agent. Is that right?
I am, Uzi.
Yeah, and you're always honest, aren't you?
Indeed.
Completely honest.
Yes.
Do you ever do anything with the truth?
No, not at all.
Well,
as trusted advisors, that's absolutely not the case. I firmly believe there's two other offers.
Hang on, Josh. They've been on the market for a year, no offers. Moneybags rocks up, offers what they're asking for, and then all of a sudden there's two other offers. Come on.
No, look, the market conditions have significantly changed.
You've got to get in now.
Josh.
You have to get in.
Josh, market conditions. Josh is laughing. Josh is laughing. It's 1-1. All right, let's keep going. Can we have someone else, please? Here we go. Who's this?
Is this Alice with exclamation marks before the A and after the E?
You mean quotation marks. So
all right. Quotation marks.
Hey, how you going?
We haven't used the voice decoder. I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, I want to use the voice decoder.
Can we use the voice decoder for Alice? We'll just pretend we haven't heard that.
Or can I have it?
Hey, how you going?
Right,
is this Alice, is it?
Yes, how you going?
It's not a lot, is it?
It's not the best one. Does it just make your phone line worse?
What are you saying, Alice? What are you saying?
Hey, how...
Tell us your information.
So, I, fresh out of high school, started working in a real estate practice, and I was always told to be successful, you have to lie.
Yep.
But the funniest part is the company I was working for actually had a Google Drive sheet, which was basically just a register of all the different vendors and buyers that we had, and we kept track of all the different lies that we told them so that we'd never get caught out.
So a lie database. So you know exactly what lie you've told or it's been told in the past. A history of the lies.
A history of the lies.
Surely that would be, you'd love to get hold of that if you were some sort of watchdog, wouldn't you?
Now, what are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I've already put in another offer, so we'll see how we go. God.
Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yes, and Australia's number one show back on your screens tonight, Channel 10, 7:30, The Masked Singer.
Yeah, and it's finals week. I can't emphasise that enough. You've got 7 days more of Masked Singer and it is over. In 7 days, we are unveiling 6 Masked Singers. That's what's left. In 7 days, they're all... Everyone's masks off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, tonight it starts, 7:30.
How many get...
6 of them sing tonight. One of them gets their head off tonight. Tomorrow night, 2 heads come off.
Mm.
So it's like, yeah.
You know I used to be into this show. You know that.
I don't know what you're going to do when we come back.
Mate, I like it. I've got the new idea here, and I've got some sources.
Hashtag fake news, whatever they're doing.
When I read the words voting scandal and your mug... is the picture, and right next to it is a story called Angie's $50,000 Surgery Secret, which is about The Bachelorette. I know something's up. I know something's up.
Well, you can tell I've had no surgery by looking at that, can't you?
Yeah, it'd be $250,000 to get started just for the consultation. Big scandal coming up next.
Hughie and Kate with Ed Cavalier.
The Hughie and Kate Catch-Up with Ed Cavalier. The Hughie and Kate Catch-Up with Ed Cavalier.
Wow, Masked Singer.
Finals week.
God.
Tonight, 7:30. 6 singers to go. They all sing tonight. They sing for their supper. What? They sing for their future.
Why are you pretending?
One of them gets their mask off, and then tomorrow night, 2 more get their masks off. And then Monday, it is the grand final. Yes, that's right.
Okay. You finished?
Next Monday.
Enough with this pointless charade, because it's been... Masked Singer voting scandal, a picture of your mug and a picture of...
Can I have a look at the photo?
You can have a look at the photo, yep.
Why do I look so concerned?
Because you're worried about the voting scandal.
What voting scandal?
That's Masked Singer voting scandal. What's big headline scandal? Here. It's the biggest show on Aussie TV. Great start to the article.
Mm.
However, it's emerged that the Masked Singer is rigged.
What do you mean it's rigged?
Come on! It's just a rear wind come down in the last...
I'm going to lawyer
up. Moron shower.
I'm going to lawyer up.
Who are you getting?
Slater and Gordon. They fight for fair.
I should get him. I'll get Slater, you get Gordon, and we'll go head to head because I feel ropped off.
Well, one of us. No win, no pay, I believe.
They're evicting. Ready for this? The Masked Singer is rigged. They're evicting people based on their celebrity status.
No.
An insider explained.
No. Absolutely not.
Their plan is to get rid of the least famous people, and that's a fair contest. First.
Untrue.
Who is the least famous person that's been kicked out so far?
Well, I mean, it's all relative, isn't it? So some people know some people, they don't know other people. Some people know no one.
Yeah,
you know?
We call those people Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan is aware of most of the people on the show. Certainly after their masks come off, she's aware of them. And often beforehand. As she should be. She's done her homework. And
has she?
Yes, she's done her homework.
How did she do her homework?
With notes. She had notes.
Oh, with her note taker.
Her notepad.
With her note taker.
No, she did her own notes. I've seen it. She's got very neat handwriting, Lindsay Lohan.
Left-handed?
Don't know. I wasn't worried
it's
about...
the devil's hand. Ooh. Their plan is to get rid of the least famous person first and save the bigger names until the end. So that they can build up hype around the show and keep audiences intrigued.
There's big names coming, I can tell you.
Well, you would know that because it's rigged.
No, I was there. It's already been taped. We filmed it. I know everything.
The insider also explains that the voting order is predetermined ahead of time.
No, it's not.
And audiences' votes don't count for anything.
They count.
Do they? What's the weighting?
Counts.
What's the weighting?
The weighting is 50% goes to the audience and then 50% goes to the
producers.
The guessing panel who will not take any...
They don't actually count the votes. That's why
Why
don't they show the percentage, this insider says?
Because I don't know. There's so much information up on the screen. It's like you can't show everything.
What do you mean it's on the screen? On the screen that tells you who they are?
No, at the end of the show you hear some of the clue reveals. It's up on the screen if you read that stuff.
With viewers...
IQ it and read through the clues, what they meant.
Viewers suggest on social media that the celebrities weren't actually also performing their songs live. What is the point? What is the point?
They are performing the songs live. They are.
How can I know?
Well, mate, go inside the mask.
What?
You can't get in
what
there.
What are you talking
I'm saying... that, no, absolutely, they're performing.
So are you denying these
hand
claims?
On heart.
Are you denying these claims?
Yeah, denying with all my all. I've
are
got.
You saying that the next lot of celebrities are even less famous than the people we've already seen? And
I'm
not
saying,
known who they are.
I'm saying they, mate, they you don't
less
know,
famous than Gretel Colleen. I mean, that's just someone off
Gretel
the street.
Gretel Colleen is very famous.
In 1999.
Oh, mate, she has stood the test of time, Gretel Colleen. She'll probably be hosting Big Brother again next year after this show gave her the boost she needs. And that's, I'll say it to any celebrity thinking about doing the next series, what Masked Singer can do for you. Don't worry about the jungle you get behind the mask.
What's it done for him so far?
Well, I'm sure they would have up there. I don't know. I'm sure they had a good time. Anyway, tonight, 7:30.
Don't miss it.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Also the home of Australia's favourite new game.
Hey, what's up?
Underrated.
No. Underrated.
No.
It's overrated.
Underrated, overrated. 13-10-60. Easy game to play. Mr Hughes, please explain.
Yeah, could I just say my wife has sent me a text message saying she's listening on the way home and she believes we're being played by the real estate agent.
Thank yes. you, Holly.
But my sister thinks nut that she's honest. So
yeah, but one of those two people has a vested interest in you forking
no,
up.
No. Hey, come on.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll see how we go
I withdraw that one.
See how we go there. Overrated, underrated.
Do you know what it is today? It's BPM, Big Prize Monday.
Uh-huh.
If you get involved, I'm going to throw in the Volta Charger, a premium and durable all-in-one universal magnetic charging cable for all your devices.
Hang on. So you're saying that I need, it'll charge all my devices?
Everything you've got.
Really? What
yeah.
is it called?
A Volta phone charger pack.
So it's a pack and then yeah. everything I've got, I just chuck it on
well,
there.
You can TikTok yourself to, you know, wherever.
Volta?
Yep, Volta.
What a great company.
Yeah, they're good people.
You got any more man rags to give away?
Yeah.
I've got one more set of man rags.
I sure do. I got one set of man rags, socks and jocks, valued at $150. It's the world's only premium Egyptian cotton socks and underwear subscription club. That's your man rag.
Right.
Exactly. Tell them who sent you. Try to find another.
You a premium Egyptian cotton socks and underwear subscription club. You can try and find one. You can Google all you like. You can go to page 8 of the Google results.
Won't happen.
It won't happen.
No, not a legitimate one, at least.
Oh, goodness, no. You could find a fake man rag, but that's your pirate man rag. So listen, man rag fans, call now.
Should we explain the game for those who haven't heard it
yes.
before?
Yes. Overrated, underrated. You give us a subject. And
man rags.
Underrated.
Underrated.
Correct.
You give us a subject. Doesn't matter what the subject is.
No, I've got one.
Luke is
premium
eight.
Egyptian cotton subscription services.
Underrated.
Well, that,
we can't include the sponsors. Because the sponsors are all underrated.
True.
all right. 13,
what's that Volta thing? I really want, and the man rags, they're all underrated. No,
don't you dare underrate man rag in front of me.
All right, 13, 10, 60, overrated, underrated. We'll take yours next.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Bit of Oscar buzz floating around about J-Lo.
Really?
The movie coming up, yeah.
Is that Hustle?
Yes.
The Hustle or Hustle?
No, The Hustle, I believe, is the one with Rebel Wilson.
Oh, yes, the remake of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, one
is
of the
it?
Best films of all time.
Yeah,
yes.
I did love that film. That's a film I'll get my son to watch.
Oh, well done. There is.
Boom.
Well, boom.
All right, let's
underrated,
do
that movie.
Hey, what's up?
Underrated.
No.
Underrated.
No.
It's overrated.
Now, yes, you give us a subject. We guess whether we think it's overrated or underrated, which our guesses are educated through our own intelligence.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
All right. Yeah, right. So you've got one, though, Ed. I'll try to guess.
Yep.
Jack, you know, so you can't
I
guess.
I do.
Yep.
Mine's is an audio one today.
All right, good.
Play it. Beyonce.
That song?
Beyonce in general.
Beyonce in general. Whoa. This is controversial if it goes one way. I don't know. I'm scared for you.
Why?
For your opinion. But I think that you are... Oh, actually, I don't know. I'm going to just, this is just a guess. I really don't. This is a toss of the coin. What he, does Ed think Beyonce is overrated or underrated? Toss of the coin. I'm going to go with you think that Beyonce is overrated.
Overrated.
Oh, mate.
Four good songs in 15 years, mate, and we all have to pretend like she's the greatest thing that ever happened.
Tell you what,
Britney Spears has had more good songs than
you know
her.
What, the thing about this
much
though,
more good
just
songs.
Like when you
Beyonce went to the basketball. Who cares?
Just like when
it's
you had to go at Greta Thunberg.
Oh, Thungers.
Remember how to go at Greta.
How dare you?
And you toddle off into your evening hanging out with your wife and your baby.
Yeah.
I'm the one on social media copping the flack.
Well, that's your fault.
You have a go at Thunberg or Beyonce. I'm trying to bloody do a post to promote the Masked Singer.
How dare you?
And I get the bloody Thunberg haters saying, well, I don't care, you're an a-hole. You had a crack at Thunberg.
We never had a crack at Thunberg.
You had a crack at Thunberg.
Big shout out to Thunberg.
Now you're going to get the bloody beehive people. Look, is that what they're called?
She's had some. She's had.
What are Beyonce fans called?
What are they called?
They got a name. They should
would.
Have.
They would.
I think it is the beehive.
Yeah, thank you. Well, right, we'll go with that.
That doesn't work. It should be the bayhive.
Oh, whatever, mate. Beehive, bayhive, doesn't matter. Let's move on.
Whatever.
Emily, what's your subject?
Shower caps.
I'm not into them myself.
They've got two uses. One is for your head, and one, if you're a bit of a germ weirdo like me, and if you're ever in a hotel, you wrap the remote control from the hotel in a shower cap to keep the germs off you.
That's weird.
So they're enormously underrated. No, very smart.
But
enormously
is
underrated.
Is Emily as nutty as you are?
Yeah.
I'm guessing she's not. But why would she be? Why would she say they're overrated?
Exactly.
I've got no idea. So we're going to have to go with underrated.
Underrated.
What do you love about them? You don't wrap the remotes from hotels in them, do you, Emily?
Definitely not. They're the best things ever. I think no one uses them, but everyone should get on a shower cap.
Yeah, my children use them.
Do they?
My daughter's big on a shower cap.
My wife has two.
Oh, God. My wife hates my children have wet hair. Well, they've got wet hair. They can't go to sleep. What are they going to wake up with pneumonia, are they?
Yes.
Because they've got wet hair.
Yes.
Oh, God, it's tedious. Seriously. Michelle, what is your topic?
Hi, guys. Opportunity shops.
Oh, she said opportunity, which is the full word of op shops.
So she's given herself away.
Yeah.
She believes you're with me?
Massively underrated.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Wow, Michelle. She's double whammied us or something. Michelle, you don't like op shops.
No, I love them, but at the moment they're just too expensive. Particularly one particular one, they treat it like a department store on Collins Street.
Well, they're price gouging.
That is true, actually. Once they change the name on the front to vintage, they're allowed to charge whatever they want.
I need one bit more information. This is an opportunity shop where the money all goes to charity, Michelle.
Well, define all goes to.
Oh, I like what you've done there, Michelle.
Profits or proceeds?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a profit and a proceed?
A lot, because your costs could be all of it.
So there's that, yeah. So does more go to charity when proceeds, or is it more when profits?
Proceeds.
Proceeds.
Proceeds is all the money, isn't it?
All of it. I don't know. Yeah, it might be. Mel, what do you got?
Hello, it's potatoes.
Where are potatoes at the moment? Because you know how things are bad for you.
I'm not talking to Mel.
No, I'm asking you.
Where are they at?
Yeah, are they good for us or bad for us at the moment?
I've always confused by low-carb potatoes. Like,
they were a sponsor for a while. What a great job they did.
Absolutely. Low-carb potatoes are great. They jump back on board. Very happy to... I love low-carb potatoes.
Underrated.
They are. All potatoes. I actually genuinely...
You're a potato guy.
I'm Irish. I've got an Irish. We did a DNA test. I'm 98% Irish.
It's the other two.
I don't know. That's weird, isn't it? And I love potatoes more than life itself.
You love potatoes.
If I had to marry a potato, I would.
You could.
I can marry
Still
a potato.
Can.
A bag of potatoes. When we used to have
a sack.
We used to have a massive sack in the garage. And Mum would go, Dave, go get some potatoes. And I'd go out to the garage and I'd put my hand in the big sack. And I'd get some. And some of them had sprung like little, they were growing.
And what would you do?
I just whip off the little growing bits and bring them in. Underrated. What do you say?
I love that story. Underrated.
Good on you, Mel. You love a potato, don't you?
I do.
Did you enjoy Hughes?
What other vegetable can you make as many things with?
Exactly. Have you ever had a massive sack of them in the garage?
When I was younger, yeah.
Yeah, the big sack.
What happened to the big
and
sack?
And they're dirty as well. They're not clean. They're dirty potatoes.
No,
there.
Don't.
Put your hand in there.
Don't. Nope. No.
Well, I can't say about
that.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Yeah, very good evening to you. Driving home this afternoon. It's been a big show. Husey's in the process of paying too much for a house.
No, you told me you used to work as a real estate agent
yes.
and that you would lie to people, which is disappointing.
Just small little fibs.
Well, about thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but I wasn't hurting anyone.
Well, you're hurting the people who are buying houses by getting more money out of them?
No. They, you know.
They what?
They ended up with their dream home at the end of the day, so everyone was happy.
You are currently negotiating for a family holiday shack.
Yes.
And
my sister believes that the real estate agent's not lying. My wife thinks she might be. I'm stuck in the middle. Mm. And I have put another offer in via text message.
A text offer.
Text offer. But I did, I'll tell you what I said though. You want to hear what exactly what I said?
I'd love
Played hardball.
Here we go.
I said blah 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 for the number, then I said, if we get beat, so be it.
That's good, man.
Isn't it? It's like Shakespeare.
Yeah, that was pretty good, actually.
And she said, thanks, Dave. We'll get back to you shortly. And that was an hour ago.
What time was that? That was an hour ago.
Yep, that was an hour ago.
You know what's interesting that's been the lead in buried in that story?
What's that?
Whose side are you taking, your sister or your wife?
Right now I'm on my sister's side. Blood thicker than matrimonial vows.
Ooh.
So, yes. So we'll see how we go.
Congratulations on your new house.
Congratulations, mate. Well,
there's other people.
Can we give it away?
Other people have put bids in.
I bet some money on it.
There are no
other people. I'm fighting other people.
Who are these?
Two other people came in late.
Ghosts?
You know that they came in late. The house has been on the market for 12 months and I just happened to pick the day where the others were coming in.
Is it Wednesday?
Well, it could be a coincidence.
Wednesday, yeah.
A moronic Monday.
On the subject of moronic.
Yeah, mate.
What do you got?
Got a big game coming up next. We played it once last week. We want to play it again. We need a jury of ladies, please.
Yes. Yep. 13, 10, 60, yep. Ladies.
This is a game of Would You Rather. We're going to play you two eligible bachelors from The Bachelorette, who, and one of them has been caught in some off-air shenanigans, and we're going to see which of the two.
Are you pitting the Noosa counsellor up against a freshie?
I think I might have found someone worse than the Noosa counsellor.
Wow. I can't wait to find out who has stepped. Who's done a hold my beer on the Noosa counsellor?
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
All right, we've got our jury of ladies standing by.
Great.
Yeah, they will be listening and judging. And Ed, you've made an unbelievable claim.
I think we found someone who could be worse than the Noosa counsellor who was sent home from The Bachelorette. So it's a game of who would you rather? If you had to date one of them, we'll lay out two and see who is the least worst of these two gentlemen.
Now, we spoke to Jess for the Noosa counsellor on Friday, actually.
Friday, yeah.
And we did defend him.
Yeah. Well, we let him explain himself.
Yeah, and I was trying to say to him, you were charged on the grog, and he actually said no. He said I had half a dozen.
Or more. But,
and he said that doesn't justify what I did.
Which is good. Yeah, and now he's standing for re-election in Noosa.
Yes, and we know that the mayor has just said he should resign.
But I thought that might be political. If they're from different sides, do you know what I mean?
Yes, but I mean, obviously, Jess just has to look at Donald Trump and what he survived, doesn't he, really?
Front foot it.
And go, Trump, he was caught on camera saying.
Unbelievable.
And then America voted for him.
Yep. He should do all his campaign rallies in a foam dome or clutching a long neck.
Were you the one who said he should go with Make Noosa Great Again?
No, I'm sure that someone was on the internet. That'll be on the internet.
Did you go with that? Did
no, I
go
I with think
that?
You went there, that
I
mate.
Did not go with that, did I? I thought someone
might have to check the tape.
All right, so you reckon someone's worse than Jess?
I do.
Noosa Council. Well, this is an example of what got Jess crucified last week.
And then the photographer asked, you know, do I want to get on my horse? And I was like, sure. All right, let's do it.
Don't mind me if I get some wandering fingers, all right?
Jesus, what's wrong with you?
So he was playing the arse end of a horse and, well, he was.
He was, yeah.
And he said to Angie, the Bachelorette, that don't mind if I've got some wandering fingers. Then this one was with the producer, wasn't it? So the producer is doing, you know, when he's off those interviews where, yeah, here he goes.
In terms of love, what have you been waiting for?
You.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Inappropriate. Jess.
So Jess is, he's cast his net a bit wider than Angie and thought he might have a... One of the producers might have fallen in love with him. One more for him, is it? Yes, he was trying to be funny here.
But then I heard the photographer say, Angie, get on the horse. My eyes lit up and I thought, damn, I'm going to be the first person she's going to get to ride.
Now,
he
thought that was a joke. He got booted, didn't even get to go to a rose ceremony.
No.
Unceremoniously kicked out of the Bachelorette house and became a pariah.
Yes.
You've got someone worse than that?
I do. The Englishman. Kieran Stott is his name. He's the one who rocked up the long blonde hair. And this is how he describes himself.
I'm Kieran, I'm 25 and I'm from Darwin. I'd describe my personality as fun, flirty, flamboyant and fabulously British.
Fabulously British.
I know, already we're in trouble and he's described himself as a sexual Willy Wonka, which is so problematic.
No, it doesn't sound good.
You know what I mean? It's so problematic.
Willy Wonka was giving free chocolate to children.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want to throw the S word into that.
You don't.
Yeah.
At best, he's Johnny Depp, but you don't want to be that.
Yes, well,
and then he said this about Angie.
I'm definitely going to charm the pants off Angie.
Charm the pants off her.
Yeah, that's not good, is it? Yes. You don't just talk about
it. You don't go with that.
Yeah, we're all right.
No, hang on.
We
haven't
got to cross the line, yeah.
Okay, what about this? This is what he says he's into. Take it away.
I do like to look good all the time. Personal grooming and hygiene to me is very important.
Personal grooming and hygiene is important to me.
So he wants his partners not to be dirty?
No.
What are you saying?
I take you to exhibit A or B. Revealed. This is on the internet over the weekend. The moment Bachelorette favourite Kieran Stott, quote, snorts white powder off a bare buttocks of a man.
Is there a video evidence of this? Is this the internet?
This is video. There he is. There's Kieran. There's a man with a kilt on with his butt exposed, and Kieran has snorted a white powder off the man's buttocks. Would you like to hear some of the video?
Well, yes.
Take it away.
Hey, Jack, did you get a spray tan last night, or? Like this for the trip.
So is he justified why he's snorted the white powder off the man's behind?
Not as yet.
All right, so that's your evidence.
Yep.
So we're putting it to our jury when we come back.
Yep. Who would you rather?
Can you still get involved in the jury?
Yeah, 13, 10, 60.
You can't say that it's not the arse guy. Well, arse snorter has to be worse.
Well, I don't know about that. The jury will decide. Oh. They might have been watching The Bachelorette and already have their opinions, and they won't be swayed. I don't know.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Who would you rather?
Yeah, so we're putting the Noosa councilman from The Bachelorette, who got unceremoniously Masked Singer on a night.
He's always thinking Masked.
Masked Singer at 7:30. marched out of the Bachelorette house because he was joking about getting handsy, and he was joking about hitting on producers, joking about all sorts of things.
It's just a lot. It was all at once.
Yeah, his jokes were off.
And I, speaking of off, I'm going with Kieran, who describes himself in so many ways. He's the Englishman, but a video has emerged of what looks to be him of snorting a white powder off another man's bare buttocks. Now, that man is lying...
He's lying on his stomach.
Down. Yep, he's got a kilt on, and
a pert bottom too.
Lovely pert bottom,
big. He's got a big thigh tat, isn't he?
Yeah,
wonder how high that one gets inked up to.
Oh, we can see up
right up there. I reckon right up towards the Holy Grail. God, there's a lot of tats going on in the world, isn't it?
Isn't there?
Kieran's he's inked to the eyeballs as well, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
God, right up to
he'd
the knuckle.
Be right, yeah, he'd be right up to the... What'd you call it?
He's inked to the knuckle, you can see.
No, the other guy. Where's he inked to?
Right up to the Holy Grail.
Yeah, he'd be right. I think he might be
was
snorting.
Was he a rifleman?
The problem is he's snorting right near the Holy Grail.
Kieran was a rifleman.
Yeah, that's what it's saying.
But he also has worked as a stripper, is that right?
Yeah, he's also done some stripping in Darwin.
Fair enough.
What does that tell you?
It's different rules in Darwin, mate. Yeah, it's something to do with the humidity.
All right, so who would you rather? The bottom snorter or the wandering hand guy?
Yeah, the off-humid Noosa councilman.
Off-humid?
Off-humid. It's off-humid.
Off-humid Noosa councilman is brilliant. Well done.
Claire, who would you prefer?
Claire? I would... definitely prefer the bottom snorter.
Bottom snorter. Now, is it an age thing? I mean, some of those bachelor guys were saying that he could be her dad, the counsellor. So
Okay.
Is he too
36.
Old? Was he too old?
He's too old to be doing it. 36. He's too old to be in the Bachelorette.
Did he look too old for it? Claire?
I don't really trust politicians, and I just think he's too disrespectful.
Yes.
The bottom snorter, he's more just in love with himself, and you could still have a good party with him.
But well, clearly, especially if you're ready to go face down on the bench.
Well, you know what? It's no one was losing out of that. I think
everyone's had a great time. Thank you, Claire.
Julie, who do you go for?
I would go for Jess.
Yeah, you like the councilman from Noosa?
No, it's who she would prefer if she had to. You don't like him, do you,
yeah,
Julie?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, it's the only choice. You're on the island, you've got two blokes.
If you came home, Julie, and your partner was had his mate on the bench with a kilt on and he was pulled his pants down and he was snorting white powder off his buttocks, how would you react?
I would say no, thank you.
You'd leave and head to the council and talk to your local councillor and say, you know, how hands-on are you?
Oh. Julie's left.
So it's one all.
This is the deciding vote for who would you prefer. All right, here we go.
I don't know what that, what's that description on there? Colette.
Single and watches.
Sing and watches, it says.
No, you meant single.
She sings while she watches. Colette, who?
Hello.
Okay. Who do you prefer?
Definitely the butt snorter.
Oh, he's done it! He's butt snorting.
Absolutely.
He's had a big win, the butt snorter.
I think that's actually.
Maybe I should have done this.
Push him across the line.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Keverley.
Husey is set to walk out the room.
Yeah, no, Husey's just taken a phone call from the real estate agent.
Congratulating.
Well, because he's been, as you know, he's been negotiating for what he's calling a, quote, family holiday house. He called it a shack. Now, the last time I checked, Shaq's didn't have six tennis courts. He's out of the room, so he can't get annoyed at me. Now, he's still out there. So this is probably the phone call, finding out whether or not he has secured the family holiday house or he hasn't secured the family holiday house. Otherwise, he's changing his electricity provider.
He's coming
okay.
back in.
He's coming back he's in. Coming to do you have a drum roll? Do you have a drum roll? Okay, do you have a drum roll?
I'll tell you the information, all
right? Oh, no, we need a drum roll. We need an info drum roll.
They've had a conditional offer
what?
At 10K more than I've offered.
Okay. What's the condition? That you're an idiot?
But they will sell it to me right now at 5K more than I've offered.
What?
So they've had a conditional offer. They've had a conditional offer.
Oh, hang on. Do you know what the
10K's
condition is?
More what's than
the, what's
I've offered.
What's the condition? What are the conditions?
Other than normal.
Do you know what does that mean?
Well, the condition used to be a real estate agent.
The only conditions you can have is pest and building, finance. So it's either due to finance or pest and building or maybe them selling their house.
Well, they've had that conditional offer.
Do they have to get the meth lab out? Mark Singer!
Yes!
7:30
tonight!
I'm fired up!
Yes, and tomorrow I'll tell you what we've decided on.
Oh, this is big.
On the family, Hughes family holiday
shack.
House.
We're calling it a shack.
It's a regional Australian shack.
Yeah, we'll see you.
R&B Fridays Live is returning next month with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Brandy, and much more performing live. Get your tickets now through Ticketmaster.